Brendan is with us now. Brendan, who's your favorite two-year-old?
Good morning, guys. I guess it, you guessed right.
Oh, come on. Looking at playing it right down the middle.
I'm not going to be original and pick something else. I guess I got to go with Maxfield right now.
Well, you should. What a performance that was in the Breeders' Futurity on opening weekend at Keeneland. Look back on that race, Brendan, when you think back to it. We just played the stretch call from Kurt Becker. What do you remember about that performance?
It was just fantastic. I mean, it was a great, from a trainer's point of view, to watch. It was great because, you know, he made that move and I looked around to see who was going to be the threat, and he looked like he had them all covered, and then when he just shot by everybody, it was a very enjoyable last eighth of a mile, I'll put it to you that way. So it was fantastic. It was a great run, and he lived up to what he had threatened to do, and we were all delighted with it.
Brendan, I remember watching the Claiborne Breeders' Futurity and seeing him launch his bid right around the half mile pole, and he passed almost the entire field to get the money that afternoon. Talk about that a little bit. We don't ordinarily see horses in just their second start, first around two turns, launch a bid at the half mile pole, and like you said, a really enjoyable eighth of a mile. He ran through the wire having run for most of the race. Talk a little bit about how fit he was and how conditioned he was to be able to make such a spectacular sustained run.
I think he's just very he's got a lot of natural talent, guys. You know, I mean, to do what he did even the day he broke his maiden was pretty impressive. We thought he was in with a good shot to win the race, but you know, I didn't expect it to be that spectacular, we'll say. He seems like he gets into that high cruising speed and he finds a couple more gears, but he at home we thought he was very talented. Even watching him work yesterday, he worked really well, but he seems to save a little bit more for the racetrack as well, I think. And obviously we don't ask him to do what he did on Futurity Day in the mornings as well. You know, he does plenty anyway, but I just think he's got a lot of natural talent, and I think that's where it comes from. He's just a very, very talented horse.
Brendan, when did you first get a sense that he could be this good?
We thought he was very good from the day he walked into the barn. We've always loved him. He's a lovely horse, you know, big shell of a horse. He's still not anywhere near where he's going to be in 6 months' time. In fact, you know, we had him almost ready to run in July, and we decided we'd just back off of him for 3 or 4 weeks, because I was looking at him one day and I thought, this horse doesn't need to, he doesn't need to be on a racetrack in July. First of September is going to be plenty time for a horse of his stature to run first time out, but his work has always been very good. You know, he's never had a bad day. He's never been outworked by anybody, you know. But we're always fairly conservative about our works. But he did do a couple of works. I think his second gate work was very good at Keeneland, and that's when I thought we might have a. I remember Jimmy Bell was there, and we turned around it when he went by us, and we thought we might have a good one here. But even the day he ran in his maiden, you know, I didn't expect him to win. It didn't surprise me, but I didn't expect him. I told Jose just to let him leave the gate, you know. If he came out of there quick, then go on with it. If he didn't, the one thing I said to him was just don't force him, you know, let him take you into the race and let him learn, and he did. And you know, he kind of did the same type of race in the Futurity. I thought he might. I think as time goes along, I think he'll get a little more efficient from the gate. I think he's such a big horse. I think he breaks fine, but you know, I think the initial 2-3 strides, it just takes him a second to get going. But I think as time goes along, he'll get better from the gate, and he might make things a little easier on him.
Brendan, that was your very first Grade 1 victory here in the United States, so I know that had to be very special for you. Talk about what that means for a trainer to break through for the first time in a Grade 1 race.
It was great, you know. I mean, I've had some nice horses the last few years, you know, the likes of Proctor's Ledge and you know, Honorable Duty and horses like that who had knocked on the door in Grade 1s. You know, they were second in them and a few other horses that for injury reasons or whatever else were capable of winning a Grade 1. So, you know, I'm not training that long, but on the same hand, it was starting to be like, oh God, what do I need to do to get one of these? But it just goes to show, you know, the what goes into winning a Grade 1 and how good a horse has to be and all the how everything has to go right to actually win a Grade 1. I mean, it is a real, you know, they're just super tough to win any kind of Grade 1. People go, oh, it was a soft Grade 1. There's no such thing as a soft Grade 1. You know, so it just goes to show what has to go into it and how good a horse you need to win it. But to finally get it was fantastic, you know, and you know, it was a relief, and it was great. It was great to win it for Godolphin, for people who have had a lot to do with my career back the years. So, you know, it was really, really was a kind of a fairy tale thing, you know.
As remarkable, Brendan, as the move Maxfield made to get the money in the Breeders' Futurity, Vitalogy the very next day on Sunday in that Dixiana Bourbon, I mean, 5/16 Polly's last. You fall. I think the official margin was a neck short of getting him that win, and you're in for the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. Talk about him. What a fantastic effort he put in.
Yeah, no, he ran super. You know, we thought, I mean, you know, how often do you see anybody win from the 14 draw around two turns on turf at Keeneland? It's very rare. So we were on the back foot from the get-go, and, you know, he was coming back in 3 weeks after traveling. You know, he was like Phileas Fogg. He'd been through every city in the world to get over here, and then we brought him down from Woodbine, and he got to me at Churchill, and you know, it took him a good 10 days to get over all of that and get over the race. But, you know, we worked him at Keeneland a week out, and that seemed to switch a light on with him, and then he just did good every day coming up to it. And I thought he was going to run a big race, and, you know, Javier gave him a great ride from a tough draw, and he just missed. But thankfully, you know, the objective of the whole thing was to get him to the Breeders' Cup. So thankfully, I believe we're going to get in there. And, you know, hopefully we get a good draw next time. I think the California race should set up perfectly for him. I think he loved the ground out there. And, you know, we should get a good pace in front of him. And you know, we've got a bit more time to get to know him, and I think he'll, you know, if we get out there healthy and everything, I think he'll run big out there.
Well, Brendan, real quick before I let you go ahead and complete this sentence for me. To break through and win a Breeders' Cup race would be what?
Oh, it would be just an absolute dream come true. I mean, to win over there would just be fantastic. It'd be indescribable.
All right, well, Brendan, I hope that you get to experience that feeling here in just a couple of weeks. We'll look forward to seeing you out there. As always, thanks for taking the time for the visit here this morning. I know you're busy. All the best moving forward. Go get it done, my friend.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a good day.